Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
From Barangaroo Studios, the AusBiz COB is the key stuff you need to know about the day in business and finance.
Well, hello, hello. It's the 18th of November. This is the COB, the stuff you need to know about the day in business, markets, and startups. I am here with David Scutt, who we affectionately call Scutty. I don't have a nickname, do I? Nadine Blaney. It doesn't lend itself to fun.
Yeah, we need to get like a nickname. What's some of the nicknames you used to have back at school?
Deanie, I guess. Deans. When I moved to Australia, it was Nads, but I'm really not endorsing that one.
Any Australian listening to this podcast will know why I don't refer to her as Nads.
Yeah, good. Thank you. We had those infomercials in Canada growing up as well.
Excellent.
There you go. Okay. Look, it was a bit of an up and down day, but finishing up by 0.1%, I mean, we'll take it.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a rough trot the last couple of days, but a bit of stabilization. You do get the sense that following that CBA result yesterday, which of course really shocked so many out there, even seasoned investors were stunned by how weak that NIM was in particular, that there's a bit of a recycling going into other parts of the market. You could see some of those other quality names out there. CSL was one of them that really benefited today.
It did. Interesting to note that we saw the REIT space pushing higher today to the tune of about 1.5%. Healthcare, consumer staples all doing well as communication services. But the best performer today was based on news. And I love a good old news story to push a stock higher. Evolution Mining up by 10.35%. It bought a mine. It's called the Ernst Something Mine up in Queensland from Glencore.
Not Ernst
Stubler. Ernst Henry. I know it, Ernst Henry. And what I thought was interesting about the story is, yeah, it's a gold copper mine, but it's got copper first, copper gold mine. And so many in the market talking about this increased copper exposure for Evolution. We know how important copper is to the whole greenification thematic. I mean, it was a good market reaction.
Yeah, there's been an offtake agreement to boot as well. So as I described it on air, a bit of a sale and lease back. Almost.
Yeah.
So obviously the share market really enjoyed it. Also got the double whammy, had a big jump in gold prices overnight. So up and away she went. 10%, I think, was the last time I looked.
Yeah, after being damaged yesterday in the wake of what many today told us was actually operationally a very good report. This is Nufarm I'm talking about. It regained some of the lost ground, up by 6% today. We spoke with Kyle McIntyre for one, who said that he's really excited about the prospects for Nufarm going forward.
Yeah, and fish.
Fish food.
Yeah, fish food. That on the world's search for protein, everyone talks about insects and the like. You know, salmon. And I tell you what, I like a nice salmon. So if that Nufarm helps to go and breed up those stocks and that increases demand for the company, well, so be it. And we saw a nice little bounce today.
We sure did. Just don't speak about food. I forgot to eat lunch today. There's been these little chocolates in the news. Anyways, I got distracted by them. So Nufarm, one of the better performers today. Let's just quickly recap the flip side of the equation, shall we? Because, yes, Mesoblast, it was down by 4%. You had a good chat with the CEO. We had been expecting results coming from Mesoblast. Didn't hit the market, but it's been a big week for the company.
Yeah, we managed to get an interview out regardless. And it's one of those companies that are very divisive. It's a day trader's favorite as well, because there's so much uncertainty about the drug pipeline and when things will be approved and if they'll be approved. But sounding very positive about the outlook, and certainly sounded cashed up as well, looking for partners to go with the drug development. So it's all working pretty nicely at the other service. But I know those people who go and invest with Mesoblast would know all too well that you need to have a pretty strong stomach to go and ride out the intraday churns.
ALS is one of the underperformers as well. Even though we saw the brokers lifting its price target in the wake of its AGM yesterday, because of course it's talking about supply shortages, skill shortages, supply chain pressures. I just had to factor those into this podcast, Scutty, because we just don't have a conversation without mentioning those three factors, do we?
Yeah, I've tried, but I failed over the last 12 months.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, if you're interested in a view on inflation and whether a correction is potentially due in the new year, you can listen to our interview with John Cummins, who is from Society One. That's available via the show notes. Now, also, while we're still on equities, let's get to Setire. It was the stock of the day. It signed an integration agreement. But the point about Setire, I think, is that it has gone so hard in 2021. And, you know, we've yet to speak with the company. Plenty of people are sort of questioning its the longevity of its business model. But regardless, it was the stock of the day today. Kashi sat down with Claude Walker from A Rich Life, Luke Winchester from Meriwether Capital.
How Setire seems to have managed to pull off its really fast growth is through some sort of grey market channels, which has then allowed them to undercut sometimes or offer very competitive prices. They've still used that sort of some sort of strategy where they do pay a lot in paid advertising and that kind of thing, so they're not profitable. They haven't been profitable yet. Fundamentally, doesn't feel right to me that it's got such a big market cap. But if it just keeps on growing and then does turn to profitability, it has more of a global runway there, so it could well justify it. I certainly wouldn't bet against it, but no, it's not for me.
The unknown for me is, when will the brands try to get control over the Setire platform as it becomes a bigger and bigger source of distribution? My main concern was always around the pricing. Claude alluded to it there. Their main, competitive difference to some other luxury platforms is the discounting they're able to offer. A lot of unknowns for me. The valuation, I agree with Claude. The best I could say is a hold.
And so that is the view on Setire. The full view is available via the podcast, or you can watch it online, of course. Hey, Scuddy, I think people who don't subscribe to the newsletter are missing out. They miss out on your view almost every day. So we saw that dramatic headline about a raid on Everblue, which is a stockbroker. It's got associations with stock pumpers, promoters, whatever you would like to call them. You've written a bit of a view. Now, don't give it all away, because you can, if you're listening, subscribe to our newsletter, also called the COB. But Scuddy, what's your thesis? What's the takeaway?
We've got an incredibly large amount of people who've just joined the investment community. We've had exceptional circumstances. We're in the era of social media. And we've got regulators in this country going and making advisors out there at the moment. People who've got experience jump through hoops to go and give advice. Yet in the social media realms, we've got people who are allowed to basically go and throw people under the bus investment-wise. Without giving it away, it's time for us, the community, who want to go and see fair and transparent markets, to go and do our bit as well, because we know there's lots of regulators out there. So if you see someone who's pumping things and someone who's acting on the behalf of a company and not actually acting on the interests of the broader market, go and let ASIC know.
Got it. That's our PSA for today. But yeah, there's a lot of. Anyways, I'll leave that one there.
Yeah, so it's not related to Everblue. That's just one of those things that came out during the week. This has been an ongoing thing for many, many, many years now.
Look, we had ASIC, one of the regulators, writing in the AICD, the Australian Institute of Company Directors, again, just talking about finfluencers and the danger that they potentially pose if you are not aware of the vested interest that lies within. Now, Scuddy, if we talk about tonight, we get jobless claims. We know that the labor picture is improving greatly in the U.S., but then we'll be able to compare and contrast what we see in jobs with the commentary coming from a lot of Fed speakers.
Well, I can't wait. I almost really love the meetings where you've got to go at that blackout 2 weeks beforehand, so you don't have to hear from the Fed. But it's going to be interesting. We know that the data is really suggesting that it's much, much stronger economy than what the many Fed officials were thinking, which brings in what happens next year. We already know the tapering is about to go and begin. We know that that's supposed to go and end around June, and then potentially we get on the other timeline to when we start lifting rates. Are we going to start seeing a concerted shift to go and bring forward those timelines? Will we see a faster taper? Will we go and see potentially rate hikes as soon as maybe the second quarter of next year? That's the kind of information that we'll start hearing a few thought balloons put up. Let's go and see what they have to say. But at this stage, you've got to say that in the balance of risks, it certainly is towards earlier tightening from the Fed.
I love thought balloons. Look, there's not much on here as far as the macro picture goes tomorrow, Scuddy, is there?
I'll just go and pull stumps and I'll see you Monday.
No, so I'll just get people across what's happening. We get a bit of a view into markets to kick it all off with Bob Acciano from Path Trading in the States. So he'll be able to give us a really good wrap of U.S. quarterly earnings season, which has pretty much come to an end. Scott Phillips will be with us at 10 a.m. He'll get us across all of the market moving news, and Matthew Sherwood from Perpetual. I really enjoy my conversations with him, our conversations, I should say. What were you going
to
say there?
Oh, no, I'm sure. Because Scott is an avid listener to this podcast, undoubtedly. So, Scott, I'm going to ask you about influence. Because Scott is, you know, is very generous with his time on Twitter, and has a lot of opinions when it comes to financial advice and don't know what to go and do for those newbie investors. So I'm going to go and ask him about the finfluencers and whether they're a good or bad thing.
You're right. Okay. I was going to say Matthew Sherwood last time said that the greenification, the decarbonization theme is the most inflationary of his living career. I know I've dropped that a couple of times.
Did you just come up with that new, that's a new term, greenification?
No, I've said that a few times.
I don't think I've heard that before.
No, yes, you have, Scotty. You have.
No, but I mean like just more broadly.
Oh, no, yeah. No, no. It's not an original Nadine.
Oh, really?
No. Nads. Original Nads.
I mustn't have been reading too much.
Anyhow, we've got a great day lined up. It's a Friday. That means we have the last call. We'd love for you to tune in with us tomorrow at 4 p.m. for a drink, a wrap of the week, and a little bit of fun besides. We always bring a special guest along or two, and tomorrow is no exception. I can't give it all away. We've talked long enough, Steady. Scotty, I hope, Scotty, as my mom would say. Hope you have a great night.
You too. I'll see you on Friday for the last call. Looking forward to it already.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.